protesters rallied outside of the federal building on State Street in Rochester on Tuesday, calling for Congress to put an end to detention centers for immigrants. WXXI's Noelle Evans was there and spoke with some of those demonstrators.
Say it loud, say it clear, immigrants are welcome here.
A crowd of protesters gathered in front of the federal building Tuesday to condemn the inhumane treatment at immigrant detention centers. Reverend Joy Borgfolk said she was deeply troubled.
I think many of us feel extremely powerless. I feel very powerless. I don't know how effective demonstrations are, but we're here.
19-year-old student Zaija Judd said she hoped the demonstration would encourage others to speak up.
I'm just hoping that people realize that people care, like that people that aren't even affected by it care, and that we will speak out about it until something changes.
The rally was part of at least 184 Close the Camp protests nationwide, organized by MoveOn.org, ACLU, and others. Among the crowd in Rochester was SUNY Stony Brook student Ali Guzman Martinez, who joined her friends traveling from Syracuse to participate in the protest. Her father was deported last year.
For that instance, it was a little bit different, right? Because, you know, my dad went through a whole process, and then I knew he was leaving. But, for example, people at the border, where it's kind of unexpected, or they're just torn, they're like, these are little children, right, that are being torn away from their families. That's just so inhumane and cruel. And I don't think that's something that this country should stand for.
Bearing signs reading end family separations and similar messages, the crowd gathered on the sidewalk and overflowed onto the street. People signed index cards and placed them into shoeboxes with the names of Representative Joe Morelli and Senators Christian Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer to be delivered at the end of the demonstration. Since last September, 11 people have died in U.S. custody after crossing the border. Four were children. One 10-year-old girl's death had gone unreported for 8 months. The latest reported death on Sunday was that of a 30-year-old father from Honduras, who had been forced to await the decision of his asylum case in Mexico due to a recent policy change under the Trump administration. The migrant crisis from Central American countries like El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras came to a head last fall when a series of migrant caravans traveled through Central America and Mexico to reach the U.S. border, as U.S. President Trump called for tighter restrictions on immigration. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.